Time once again for our Timbits Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And this Friday night, get an opportunity to hear a wonderful concert, actually unprecedented, I think, at the Timbits Opera House. The talent that's coming in here, world-class talent, and ironically, it's called Music of the World. Victor Ganim and friends on stage at the Timbits Opera House, and Victor joins us on the line to talk about it. Before we maybe talk about the music, let's talk about the group of artists that you've got with you. Looking at the resumes and hearing some of the music, this is just a wonderful collection of musicians, in addition to yourself, that you're going to put on stage, right, Victor?
Well, they are truly a gifted bunch. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with them through the years, and each one in their own right is just fabulous. What can I say?
Tell us about the collection of these artists. How, when you come together and bring musicians together like this, how do you find them? How do you bump into them? Is it you've been at other shows with them before? You've heard them other places? How does that kind of work in the music biz?
Well, all of us are kind of like hired guns. You know, we all work with different folks, and you know, each one of us is doing his own thing in between all of that. And every now and then, we just make it an opportunity. You know, if it's not there from others, we make it ourselves just to have a chance to work together. You know, we have Sean Blackman on the guitar. He's a local legend around the Detroit area, and he's performed overseas. He had a huge concert, Sean Blackman in Transit, which is, you know, the moniker that he uses when he performs. And he's a guitarist, and he's very versatile and has his own original music as well. And we'll be highlighting one of his pieces as well during the concert. We have a violinist who is classically trained in Russia, Gary Hovakamian. He is amazing. And the thing about when we all get together on the stage, we all love to improvise. I put together a program where, you know, it's all original pieces, and there will be a lot of improvisation. And this is where everybody can shine. And we have a dancer who's performed around the world, you know, Oriental belly dancer. I think she's going to be a treat for the show. You know, and myself, I've been involved in very diverse projects through the years. You know, I've been playing for an awful long time. We have some superb percussionists. We had a singer from Tunisia. Unfortunately, her father became ill in Tunis, so she had to fly last week. But, you know, we're more than compensating for it.
Not only is it unique musicians who are here, but actually playing some unique instruments on stage as well, right?
Yes, we have guitar. I'll be playing two different instruments. One is the oud, O-U-D. It's basically a lute, a fretless guitar. It's one of the most basic instruments throughout the Middle East and Turkey and Greece. I'll be playing a kanun, K-A-N-O-U-N, or with a Q at the beginning. Once again, it's an important instrument in the Arab orchestra. In Turkey, it's used quite a bit. It has 76 strings, where the oud has 12 strings. And I've had one specially made with an extra two strings. And the violinist, by the way, is using a five-string violin, extra string. You know, and him and I, if we had four extra ones, we'd probably use the heck out of them.
Well, this concert that you're doing at the Timbits actually kind of sprung out of a show you did, actually, school performances a year or so ago of presenting music from the Arabic culture in this community, which obviously there's a large Arabic population in our Coldwater Branch County area. This is kind of an extension of that. And like you said, it's music that people wouldn't normally hear around Coldwater Branch County, maybe not even here around the Detroit area, but you're bringing in some of the top musicians from around the nation as part of this. That's pretty unique in itself, isn't it?
Well, I think so. It seems you think so just as well. And I'm looking forward. You know, we had the opportunity to do a couple of workshops for the school kids in the Timbits Opera House, which is a venue that I really, really enjoyed, because it's taking you back where performances, you know, for the most part, were in places such as the Timbits, and they've kept it in really good shape and at the same time kept its originality, and I really enjoyed it. I am looking forward to going back there again. And I'll be doing a couple of things for the kids. I think 9:30 and 1 o'clock maybe. The students come from the schools and, you know, more or less we'll demonstrate the instrument and, you know, like a mini show, mini workshop.
Within this, obviously each culture has unique music, but at the same respect, doesn't music kind of transcend all cultures?
Oh, it sure does. It sure does. and we'll show how they can interact. And Sean is originally Armenian, and Harry is born in Azerbaijan. And the two percussionists and myself were part of the National Arab Orchestra, and we just had a huge concert at the Masonic Temple of Detroit last week, and we perform around the country. And you're in for a treat. One of them is of Indian descent, and he'll be demonstrating a couple of different instruments, and they are both fabulous.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic concert, a unique experience for anybody who's going to be there, and one that they won't get anywhere else. Music of the World, Victor Ganim and Friends, coming up this Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Tibbetts Opera House. And as you said, a couple of student performances during the day as well, so the kids will get a chance to get exposed to it as well. Victor, we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday night, all right?
I cannot wait. Forward myself. Thank you so much.
Victor Ganim and Friends, Music of the World, this Friday night at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater on our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotz and Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.